I don't know if it's a surprise, but KZ is a guy that's done some good things for us. Sulbert, Eric Sulbert's another guy that has done some things for us. Two young guys that come to mind right off the bat that you say, okay, they've really stepped up and embraced their role. So they've improved because they've accepted their role, and they've done a good job.
Haven't had Sulbert, but KZ,
KZ.
What do you like about
Well, Sulbert, I've had Sulbert up until the last 2 weeks. Right. You know what I mean? Just his grit, his competitiveness. Last week he retraced off of a contain roll to end up making a tackle on kickoff coverage. But just his ability, he plays bigger than his size. And he'll compete. He's an instinctive kid. You can play him at a 2-on kickoff coverage, which is outside a contain roll, and then you can put him inside and play him at a 4 where you're in the paint and you're mixing it up, and he does a pretty good job with it. Very instinctive football player.
Who gets that opportunity with CJ not in that mix, now?
Well, I mean, obviously you can look at Bleedy Wilson as a guy that could be a candidate to do that. You could look at Gabe, all right, as a guy that could do that. You could look at Hardy. So we got several guys that can go out and do that role.
Coach, before the season started, we kind of talked a little bit about what the loss of Eric Weems would mean from a leadership standpoint on special teams. Has there been anybody that's really emerged as kind of the voice of –
Yeah, I think several guys have. I think Leroy Reynolds has become a good leader for us. I think Kamal Ishmael's become a good leader for us. Obviously Andre has become a good leader for us. So I think guys have stepped up. A lot of that is giving those guys the opportunity to become that leader. So and those three guys come up, if you think of three names, those would be three guys right now that really step up and do a good job. And there's other guys, you do it in different ways. Levine Toilolo is a guy that does it on the field. The things that he does for us. He stepped in last week as a 2-on kickoff coverage. Bam, goes and makes a tackle inside the 20 at the end of the game. That's not the first time he's done that. You follow me? So there's a guy that steps up, doesn't say a whole lot, but he can tell you when the call is wrong, and he can tell you when he fixes things for you on the field that people don't see.